Hello and welcome to Wellspring Church's midweek vodcast Within Reach. We're really pleased you're joining us from our home into your home with the view that we want to just stay connected, even though we're all in different places, locked down in various different circumstances, praying for our key workers who do go out, but we want to stay connected. So welcome to Within Reach.
Yeah, we really do. We want to say thank you so much, church, for just being the church together. We hear stories and testimonies of people taking people food and vegetables, of phone calls happening, people connecting and just being together. You may be watching this on your own. Maybe you're not living with people that you love, or maybe there's no one really immediately around you, but you are not alone. And like Helen said, we are so glad that we can join through these lenses and screens. So thank you so much for joining us. Our intention today is to bring you some encouragement. We thank you for the feedback we've had. This is not going to be as long as last week. We just want to bring you some brief encouragement. We've got a couple of messages and videos for you to share, and then we want to bless you on your way to the rest of your day. So in terms of encouragement, I just want to give a testimony and then give some idea of how God is speaking to me. Now, middle of last year, in fact, towards the autumn, outside of our house, my bike, in fact, mine and David's bike was stolen. They literally took the whole of the bike rack off of the wall. And I saw these young men speed away with the bikes. I was gutted. But, you know, someone else from the Wellspring family heard about this and gave me their mountain bike. So today, because I had a chance for some exercise, I thought I'd take the bike out, as I have done over the last few days. And I always like to do a different route. And I'll bring you encouragement from this, because today I thought, well, you know, I'm not going to go the same route I went on Monday. I'm actually going to go a different way. And so I innovated my route, and I thought I kept an eye on where the sun was. I've got a fairly good sense of direction normally. I mean, I don't normally get lost. But today I got lost. In fact, it was like one of those weird movies. Is that I saw the same bike leant against the same tree three times in what was meant to be a circular journey back home. I kept on, why am I on this road again? As I was reflecting on being genuinely lost in around Brickett Wood in the Munden Estate, I was just so aware of God's presence. And I was reminded of Psalm 139, where amidst some great poetry, the psalmist says, this is what David says, he said, if I go up to the heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me and your strength will support me. I was just really aware of God's presence, even though I was lost, even though the diversion I'd taken, foolishly, to be honest, took me in a direction I didn't want to. And do you know what? During this lockdown, we all find ourselves in different aspects of our lives, out of control, not really fully aware. We're kind of disorientated. And I just want to encourage you, if you feel disorientated today, do you know what? The Lord is still with you. There's nowhere you can go. There's nowhere you can sit and be that He isn't. And I just want to bring that encouragement to you.
Very good. You know, one of the things I've been reflecting on a lot in the last couple of days is how Daniel was not saved from the lion's den. He was saved in the lion's den.
Yeah.
And Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego were not saved from the fire. They were kind of saved in the fire. And the Lord physically presenced himself within the fire so that when they came out of it, they didn't even smell as the evidence that they'd been in the fire. And one of the prayers, you know, is not just if we get lost on our bikes, but to know that God is within our situations, whatever they are, which is really different for a lot of us. Although we're all kind of in the same crisis, all of us are feeling it and experiencing it slightly differently, depending on our work responsibilities or our sort of lived in sort of situations. We're all experiencing it slightly differently. And yet Jesus is with us all. And he doesn't want to just, you know, pick us out of this tricky situation, but he wants to be discovered in this situation. He wants to be discovered even in our lockdowns, in our homes, in our hearts. So I want to encourage you that, you know, he is with us on bike rides when we get lost, or home when we're feeling lost. He is with us, so be encouraged.
He is always with us. Yeah, he really is. And we really thank God for that. And we want you to know that we're praying for you.
We really are
praying God will be with you, be aware of his presence with you.
And we want to keep in touch with you over prayer. If you want to email prayer@wellspring-church.org, Then, you know, you can get in touch. You can say what your prayer needs are. You can say how your prayers are being answered.
Yeah.
We've also got a dedicated mobile phone. I don't know if I can read it over there without my glasses. We've written it over there and I can't read it. So I can now read it. All is well with the world. 07-858-147-465. I can't repeat it. It's too far away. But that number is that I will
It's on the screen here. Look,
oh, look.
Here.
Are we going to do that?
Yeah.
Look. Oh, we're just so look, on it technically.
It's there.
But anyway, so that number is there. You can text or call, and one of our senior leadership team will be guarding that phone and ready to pray with you, because we want to journey this together. Yeah. Nobody needs to be alone.
Yeah, please do ask for help if you need it as well. And I want to say a massive thank you to whoever it was. I don't know the individual that actually gave some money to the Compassion Fund just the last couple of days. Thank you for thinking beyond your own financial needs and actually giving into the Wellspring Compassion Fund, and we're able to use that to help people get essential food that they need and for those who are vulnerable. So thank you massively for that. Now, this is the Send Heaven Prayer Week, and this has not been exactly what we'd planned. We'd imagined loads of prayer meetings in person, but do you know what? There has been an early morning prayer meeting at 6:30, just for about half an hour, 35, 40 minutes. And we've had between 8 and 12 people joining on that Zoom call. And they've been really precious times. And I want to say to you, if you're watching this before Thursday morning or Friday morning, so the 2nd and then the 3rd of April, if you're watching this, please do join us. All you have to do is go to the front page of our website, scroll down to the button that says Send Heaven, click here. If you click there, then it will bring up the Zoom prayer meeting. And you'll need to have Zoom as an app already on your phone or your device or your computer, but it works easily. You can set up a quick account. I'd really encourage you, join us in the mornings. Also, using that same technology, we're going to have an hour of prayer in the evening on Thursday, the 2nd of April. So again, if you're watching this before then, join us between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock on the 2nd of April. And we're going to have some sung worship. Bende is going to lead us in that. And we're going to use Zoom, so it means we can interact and we can actually pray together and pray for each other. So please do join us for the prayer meeting in our Send Heaven Week. We're determined to give God praise, and we're determined to pray together, and your prayers really do matter. So maybe you'll join us for that. So this is a video from David Dodwell, our new location leader in Central Watford. And he wanted to send us greetings, so have a look at this.
Hiya Wellspring Church, David Dodwell here, just to say thank you so much for your prayers from last Sunday and initiating me into the role of Central Watford Location Leader. I've been praying for you also, and over this week, if you haven't already received a call, if you belong to the Central Watford Location, myself or members of my location team will be calling you up simply to see how you are, how we can pray for you, as well as potentially practically help you out, or even connect you and network you with other Wellspringers in your location, in your neighbourhood. This Sunday, I'm going to be sharing the Word of God with you for Palm Sunday, so I'm excited for that. And praying into that, I just want to encourage you simply that God's peace isn't far from you. In fact, the Lord's peace is with you, because the Lord is with you. And just praying for peace over you, over your household, over your family, over situations or things you're thinking about, and also with your comings and goings, even in this limited time of coming and going. Anyway, you'll see me on Sunday, and hopefully I'll be in contact with you at some point soon. God bless.
Okay, that's great. And we thank God that David and his family are recovering from various illnesses, and we pray God's blessing on them still. Listen, I'd really appreciate your prayer for the whole of the Wellspring staff team. We've got a mixture of volunteer members of the team, those that are part-time and full-time, and all serving and giving their utmost to serve you and our local community. Also making it possible for the food bank to still operate from the Wellspring Church Centre during weekdays, and want to say a massive thank you to the team making that possible. Now, because of this season and because of the facility given to us by the UK government, we've actually taken the decision as trustees to furlough both Nikki Williams and Jordan Guthrie. Now, I'm really grateful to them that they have voluntarily and willingly stepped into this season. It just means that they are suspended from their duties. Obviously, a lot of their duties are centered around the Wellspring as a center, in terms of running, dealing with people coming in and out and preparing rooms for those that are letting rooms. And so that whole side of our operation has closed down. So Jordan and Nikki, for this time, are on furlough. And we'd ask you to continue to pray God's blessing on them. And then those who are non-furloughed members of the team are going to be making sure the food bank can be open during the afternoon hours, during midweek. So I want to say thank you to the whole team. And I do also want to say a massive thank you to all of you who are continuing to give financially into our church family finances. It really does make a massive difference, you know. Even if we're not meeting in person on Sundays, most of our operational costs as a church family are continuing. And so when you continue to give your tithes and offerings, it makes a massive difference. I know you're a generous church, and I know that we'll get through this. But please don't stop your giving if you're in a regular pattern. Now, if your personal finances have changed, then of course you need to prayerfully decide what to do with that. But I'd say to all of you as members of the church family, please keep giving where you can. And if you don't know how to do that without the offering basket going around, if you go to the page on our website, just click on Donate Now, go on Give and Donate Now. It has all the information that you would need about how you can give into your church family finances. So thank you so much for that.
Very good. And we want to take a few minutes just now to pray for some very specific people who are part of our church family. And those are all those serving in the NHS and in sort of the front line of the medical care. And key workers, we've got some school teachers as well going into schools to look after the children of key workers. But we have a number of people in our church family who are serving our community in medical situations in the hospital and in doctor's surgeries. So we want to pray right now for them, a blessing on them, a protection on them, a grace on them, that they will find Jesus in their place of work, even in this tricky time. So would you pray with me right now? Father, I want to thank you that you are an incredible Father who loves us and is with us. And I thank you that you've given our church family a huge diversity of people with lots of different diversities of skills and talents and where you've positioned people. And I thank you that, Lord, in our church family, we have key workers who are working as part of the NHS or as part of schools caring for key worker children. And Lord, right now, especially for those in the frontline caring position, I pray your grace, your protection, your energy and your Lord. Love and your joy to be with Lord. Them, that they would know your presence with them closely and personally every day and every night.
Thank you.
May they sleep well. May they have everything they need practically, and may you bless them and keep them safe, Lord, as you send them to their mission field each day.
Yes, Lord.
We trust you, Lord.
We do, Lord.
So in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And I do want to encourage you, if you are one of our NHS key workers, please do get in touch with us. Send us your stories, send us your pictures, send us how we can be praying for you really specifically, because we know there's a whole load of different roles you're serving in, but we want to stand with you in faith and in prayer. So do get in touch with us either via the prayer email, or if you know one of our emails, feel free to email us direct. We would love to keep in touch really personally with you as you journey forward. And we, on behalf of Wellspring Church and the community, just want to say thank you.
We do.
We really love and appreciate what you're doing.
We really do. You are genuine heroes. In fact, here's an Instagram picture of one of our Wellspringers, and this is how he is dressing for work. To have a look at this. Now, that is an outfit. So Steve, Cotter, and all of you who are going out of your way and putting yourself in harm's way, I just say amen to that. We're with you. We're cheering you on. Listen, we want to encourage you to continue to pray through the Send Heaven Prayer Week. And at the end of this week, we're going to be meeting on Sunday morning without technical glitches. So we're going to have a great time this Sunday morning. Please do join us. If you join us live, it's actually better, because we can know that we're praying together at the same time. It is really good if we can make that appointment. We will be taking communion together, and Yeti Araya and her girls are going to be lead us in communion, which is going to be good. So get your communion stuff ready wherever you are. And then this is really good, hot off the press. I've just got off the phone to Mark Ritchie, a great communicator, evangelist, and he is recording a message for us that we will be able to show on Easter Sunday morning. It's a great message. It's called Head Down, Look Up and Go. And he told me that it's going to be fantastic. So he's recorded this. He should be sending this to us so that we can share that with you on Easter Sunday morning. So can I encourage you, just as if we were meeting in our different locations, invite someone to join us on Easter Sunday morning, and they're going to hear a funny, engaging, practical, biblical and inspiring gospel challenge from the one and only Mark Ritchie. It's going to be really good. Now, we want to finish by praying a blessing over you. And I do pray that God would bless you wherever you are. May you be aware of his presence and his peace. May you know that you're not on your own, even when you're on your own. May you know that Jesus loves you and is with you. And do you know what? We're going to get through this season together as a church, stronger, full of greater faith, more connected than ever before. And we're going to see many communities transformed with his amazing love. Because there's a love that science cannot contain or even explain. There's a love that goes beyond all other loves. And that's the love of Jesus. So be blessed in his name, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.